we can start. Okay, so we're starting with the second to last line on top class of Abiz, the Dafis Chavtes. So Gemara says, El Amar Rava, this is going to summarize why someone who sleeps in the sukkah on Shmini, he's not violating Baal Tosif and doesn't get Malkos. So he says, these are following rules. Latseis, in order to be Yotzei a mitzvah, right, you're to be Yotzei Yerchova the mitzvah, Lo Ba'i Kavana. That does not require active intent. You don't need Kavana. La'avor, to violate Baal Tosif, means you, to do the mitzvah, you want to do the extra. So to violate Baal Tosif, if you're Mosif on the mitzvah Bismano, during its time, so let's say if you violate Baal Tosif on, okay, Bismano, the Zmano of the mitzvah, Lo Ba'i Kavana. That does not require Kavana. The moment you add on, whatever that means, the moment you add on at the time of the mitzvah, that would be a problem. So if you have five batim in your tefillin while you're putting on the tefillin during the Zmano tefillin, you'll violate Baal Tosif. Shelo Bismano, but if it's not the time of the mitzvah, for example, Shemini Atzeres in the sukkah, which is not the time of the sukkah, again, forget the whole thing that goes on in Kutzlarts. But Shemini Atzeres is not the time of the mitzvah, and someone sleeps in the sukkah in order to violate Baal Tosif there, since it's Shelo Bismano, then Bayi Kavana. That will require specific intent to say, I am trying to be Mekayim the mitzvah of the yeshiva sukkah on today of Shemini Atzeres, then that will require Kavana. So Amalei Rav Zeir L'Shamei. Rav Zeir said to his shama, to a shamish, or to somebody who worked for him, when you blow the shofar, ikavein utikali, have kavana to be motzi me, right? You have to ikavein, right, and blow on my behalf. So the Gemara says, alma kasavar, does that mean that Rav Zeir holds that in order for the listener to be yotze, mashmiya ba'i kavana, that the person who's blowing the shofar, the tokeya, has to have specific intent to be motzi that specific individual? The Gemara says, how can that be? Meisve, the last Kashayla on Rav Zeira. We learned in the Mishnah. Haya over achore beis hakneses. So guy's passing by the back of the shul. Oshaya beis osamach beis hakneses. Or his house is right next door to the shul. B'shama kol shofar. And he hears the sound of the shofar. Oh, kol Megillah. Or here's this person reading Megillah. Yes, that's all I'm assuming. Or anyway. Okay. Im kivein libo yatsa. If the person who's listening has kavana, he's yotzei. So yesterday we learned this as being a proof for you have to have kavana lotzeis. And then we answer, no, it's kavana to make sure it's not the donkey. But it's so how you interpret that plays into psak. But so he says libo yotze. But in lav, if the person didn't have kavana, whatever that means, lo yotze. So the Gemara says the key cave based on you, Rav Zeira, the key cave in libo. Let's just say that we learned the pshat in the Mishnah means that you have to have kavana to be yotzei. But if he has to have kavana to be yotzei, and he did have the kavana to be yotzei, who cares? Why is he yotzei? So long as the tokeya has no idea that he's listening from behind the shul, and he didn't have intent to be motzi him, right? The ki kivin libo mahave heyach lo kamikavin adaitid day. The tokeya has no idea he's there, and he doesn't have kavana for him. So you see that from that Mishnah that since you are yotzei, that the tokeya doesn't have to have specific intent for each individual person. The Gemara says no, that's different over there. Why? There, that Mishnah is b'shliach tzibur askinan. That's talking about for a Baal Tokeya who's blowing for the tzibur. So Baal Tokeya is blowing for the tzibur. His intent is whoever hears it is going to be yotzei. Shliach tzibur askinan. The daitei akuli alma. His das is on everybody. And therefore, if you're walking behind, as long as you have kavana, meaning you have specific intent, or you have kavana, if we answer that it's not a donkey, right? You have whatever that kavana means, you'll be yotzei because the shliach tzibur doesn't have to have specific intent. Here, we were talking about a case where he's blowing specifically for him. So maybe that's a difference. So Tashma, so now we're going to try to bring another proof against Reb Zeira. Right, we learned a Brisa. Brisa says, Niskavin Shomeya, below Niskavin Mashmiya. So the listener has Kavana, but the Baal Tokeya does not have Kavana. Or, Niskavin Mashmiya, the Baal Tokeya has Kavana, below Niskavin Shomeya, but the listener does not have Kavana. Lo Yatsa, you're not Yotzei, Achi iskavin shomeya umashmiya. So they have to have both the shomeya and the mashmiya have kavana. So far it seems like a proof to Reb Zeira. The Gemara says no, but katani mashmiya dumi the shomeya. The Brisa is comparing the listener and the Baal Tokeya. So whatever intent the listener has, the Tokeya is supposed to have the same intent. So that means ma shomeya la'atzmo. The listener, what intent does he have? His intent is for himself. He's shomeya la'atzmo. So my the shomeya shmeila atzmo, af mashmiya mashmiya atzmo. So to the mashmiya means that he has to have intent for himself. The katani lo yatsa. and it says that he's lo yatzah, meaning if the as long as the Baal Tokeya has intent that he's blowing shofar for people to hear, that's what he needs to have. But if the mashmiya does not have intent for the shomeya, so then it's not going to be yotze. And why is that a kashrut Rav Zeira? Because he says, Rav Zeira says that the mashtokeya has to have specific intent for that specific individual. And this Bryce says the only intent that he has to have is intent for himself, that he's being blown the shofar. So it doesn't have to have the same that specific intent that Rav Zeira had. So the Gemara says, you're right, Tanoi, it's a machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, we have a Bryce. Shomeya, the one who's listening, Shomeya la'atzmo. He has to have intent that he's listening to the shofar. U'mashmiya, mashmiya l'fidarko. He doesn't have that specific intent. He just has to have intent that he's blowing the shofar for whoever wants to be yotze, right? But Amar Rav Yosi says, no. That's only b'met devarim amurim, that's with shliach tzibor. That's just shliach tzibor. He has to have just the general intent that he's blowing shofar for whoever hears it. But about yachid, but an individual who's tokeya for somebody, lo yotzei, he's kaving shomei u'mashmiya. No, then they each have to have specific intent. So Rav Zeira would go according to Rav Yosi. So it becomes an issue, halacha, like not necessarily in shul. In shul seems to be that everyone agrees, shliach tzibor just has to have the general intent, whoever hears. If you go to someone's house to be mashmiya for them, maybe you have to have kavanot halachas. Maybe you have to have specific kavana for that individual to be yotze with your tekiyas.
The person who's listening, his only kavana to be that he's listening to shofar. But not kavana about the mitzvah. It's not depends kavana about the type of.
It's a machlokas. It depends how we interpreted the brayse yesterday.
Well, the previous brayse who said if he's just blowing for music.
Right, but then we had the brayso that said "Avra acharei habeis haknesses," and he asked, so we had.
So
it's about this.
The key is just in case.
What?
How is that not baltosik?
No, it's not in case. No. Because of the chana of the.
Because we have a suffix as to what we have a suffix as to what the kolos are. We get to it, but we have the suffix
right.
What the kolos are.
If the first group, it's a suffix, but let's say the first group was the right group, then how come when you listen to the second group, that's not baltosik?
You think out of the 100.
Right, so there's a Tosfos. I know there's a big Tosfos yesterday. It talks about what about adding, just adding to the mitzvah. They may not necessarily be able to be bal kosef. They may adding like numericals to may not be bal kosef.
Yeah, the same way that you are allowed to add
hadassim around it. He says, if you look at Tosfos, where is his Tosfos? It was yesterday's daf. Tosfos may not tamer. He says, "Ish lomak the precious parakama the lo shayich bal tosif basias mitzvah shtei pa'amim uberchas kwanim nami afilu mevarkin kam pa'amim lutzibor achad ein zeh bal tosif elim he mosif bracha achas." Right, you have to have like a qualitative change into the mitzvah or something like that. You have to figure out what the definitions of bal tosif is are.
How does this principle apply to when a rabbi does an erev tashlumin for himself and his family?
I don't know. That's all too off the topic for me. I don't know. Okay. Fine. Next Mishnah. So the next Mishnah seems a little out of place. The Mishnah brings in a Galata. It happens to be, Rashi quotes this on Chumash. It seems to be that since the Mishnayos before were talking about intent and having Kavana, so the Mishnah brings two cases where Bnei Yisrael had to have Kavana in order for something to work. The Mishnah said, you know, when Amalek came to fight with Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael fought with them in the Midbar. And the Pasuk says, "V'ha'yu kashe yari Moshe yado v'gavri Yisrael," when Moshe would raise his hands, Bnei Yisrael would win. "V'kashe yaniach v'gavri yado," when his hands were down, then v'gavri Amalek. And that's why Aaron and Hor went up to the mountain. They held his hands up. So the Mishnah asks, "V'chi yadav shel Moshe osos melchama o shoros melchama?" Are the hands of Moshe what causes victory in battle or causes demise in battle? Elolomalach, it comes to teach you. Kol's man, how Yisrael mustachim klapei mala. So long as Bnei Yisrael had the intent looking to Shemayim, or mishadim es liba levim shavah Shemayim, meaning with the hands up, were a similar to just look to Shemayim. I don't know, physically look with your eyes, or just mostly look toward Shemayim for your inspiration and for your help. So Kol's man, Yisrael mustachim klapei mala, mishadim es liba levim shavah Shemayim, how you misgavrim, they would be victorious. Vim lav, and if they didn't, if his hands weren't open up, meaning they weren't spending the time to be Meshavet Libam, Lavim, Shabbat Shemayim, Hayu Noflim, then they would fall. Kayot Sebedavar, similarly, the same way we said by Amalek, this is talking about when the, after Bnei Yisrael argued with Moshe, that the fact that they had no, that there was no lechem, there was no mayim, there was only man, so Hashem sends them the snakes Actually, you have the snakes that come, they bite them, so they're about to be killing all of them. There's a magefa. So Hashem says, "Asei lecha seraf, make this pedestal, b'sim also al anes, and put the symbol of the EMT, the sign, right? The snake wrapped around the staff, right? B'sim also al anes, v'haya kol hashuch v'raso b'chai. And whoever got bitten by a snake will look towards the snake and up at the snake, and they will live." Right, that he should do that. So the Gemara says, "V'chinachash meimis or nachash mechaya." Is it the snake that determines life or death? V'chinachash meimis or nachash mechaya. Ella, the teacher, b'zman sheYisrael b'stach klapei mala. So long as my Israel are looking to the heavenward, when we shabbed them as libum labim shabashemayim, and they're mishabed and they're subservient to our Father in heaven, hayu misrapim, they would be healed. V'imlav, and if not, hayu nimokim. They would die from, they would be poisoned. They would die from the venom of the snake bite. Again, the idea that you have to have intent, you have to be, it seems to be going according to the Manda, more, it seems to fit more according to Manda Amar, who says that you need a mitzvah srikos kavana. And that was giving an example that you need to have kavana. Okay, so with that digression, then the Mishnah continues and says, cheresh, which means an individual who cannot hear, shotev a katan, fool, and a katan, someone who's less than 13 years old, ein motziin es harabim yideicho vasan, they cannot be motzi other people. There cannot be other people with the chovah of Ktiyas Shofar, because since they're not mukhuyavim into Ktiyas Shofar, then they cannot be motzi other people into Ktiyas Shofar. Zeh klal, so the Mishnah then gives a rule, kol she'enu mukhuyav d'davar, if you are not obligated in something, enu motzi es harabim yideicho vasan, then you can't exempt, you can't not be motzi somebody else. In order to be motzi, you have to, the idea of yotze motzi is only if you have an obligation. Right, you'll see that we have an obligation of Barevus. That's why we can do certain things to you know, see other people. So Tanur Rabbanan learned in a Brisa. Hakol chayavim b'tkiya shofar. We're all obligated, everyone is obligated in Kiya Shofar, including Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Right, what does that mean? Of course. Right, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Gerim, converts, go ahead, of course. Avadim, Mishukrarim, freed slaves. Again, of course, they're full Jews. V'tumtum. Tumtum is somebody where you can't recognize whether or not that individual is a male or a female. The androgynous is somebody who has both sexual organs, so they're both. So there's a difference. A tumtum, theoretically, you could figure out who they are. Maybe there's if you peel away something, you can figure out whether it's a zakh or a nekeva. An androgynous is just a defined suffix. It's one of the, right? And misha chetzio evit, chetzio ben chorin, someone who's partially a slave. Partially ben Choron, has it happened? You have an Eved who's owned by two people. One frees him, one does not free him, so now he's half Eved, half ben Choron. How do you view him? Sort of as to be like one day free, one day not free, or is he completely mixed in his Avdus and Cheiris part is completely mixed up within him? They are also Chayavim in Shofar, because the part of him that is ben Choron, nuclear Shofar. Right, so now, the Mishnah Gemara says again, Tumtum, the tumtum eno motzi lo es mino the lo es eno mino. A tumtum cannot be motzi other people. He cannot be motzi other tumtums, because again the tumtum is a real suffix in that individual. Is this person male? This person a female? Perhaps this person is a female, and therefore this person cannot be motzi a male. Perhaps this person is a male. We don't know. So it's a real suffix. The tumtum cannot be motzi anybody. Rashi says tumtum.
What does the Gemara do in the Mishnah?
What?
What's the Gemara?
What is doing the second part? The Chayyur Shot V'Katan, Ein Motzin, talking about who's Chayyur. The first part of the Mishnah, again, is a digression. Right? Yes, Rashi says in the second short line, Tumtum Eino Motzi Esmino, Tumtum Kamoso, Shema Tokeya Zenikeva, V'Chaveir Zachar. Maybe he's a Zenikeva, and the person listening is a Zachar. But Androgynous Motzi Esmino. Androgynous could be Motzi another Androgynous, Avalo Esche Eino Mino, but he can't be Motzi somebody else. Rashi says, Androgynous Motzi Mino, Androgynous Kamoso. Di baser zachrus azlus, because if we look at all androgynousim are going to be defined the same. So if you're going to define an androgynous as a zachrus, the other androgynous is a zachar, and it'll be motzium. If this androgynous is defined as a female, the other androgynous is defined as a female, and I guess the female can be motzi the female, I guess. It's an androgynous kamoso, di baser zachrus azlus name chayavim. Di barker nekevos azlus name paturim. Well, then they'll both be potter, and it wouldn't make a difference. But a tumtum, one could be a zachar, one could be a nekevos, we don't know. The androgynous, we know that they're both either one or the other. Okay. Now, aval lo es shemino. Misha chetzu eved v'chetzu ben korin. So somebody who is partially freed and partially a slave. So he can't be eno motzi lo es mino. He can't be motzi another chetzu eved chetzu ben korin. But lo es eno mino, and he can't be motzi somebody else. And so he can't be. Rashi says the lo osi tzad abdus. So the tzad that's an eved the mashmiya umachis tzad chayrus to shomeya. The viewing is sort of as he has this fused identity. So the part of him that's an Eved cannot be Motzi the part of him that's a Ben Chorin. So therefore, he can't be Motzi himself. So Amar Mar, he's looked to quote, now that's the end of the Brisa. So now the Gemara quotes the Brisa. Hakol chayavim b'tkiya shofar, everyone's chayiv b'tkiya shofar, including Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, even Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. So much as Pshita. It's Pasha. Hani lo mechayvi, if Kohanim Levim Yisraelim are not mechuyav, so ma mechayvi. So who would be chayiv? What's the chiddush to tell me that a Kohen and a Levi, using a Kohen and Levi, are chayavim in t'kiya shofar? So Gemara says, interesting havamina, Kohanim itzuchile. No, the Brisa needs to explain to us that Kohanim Amukhayavim in Tkiya Shofar, I think Kohanim and Levim, because Sokadayta Kamina, you would have thought, or somebody would have thought, holy Ksiv, since the Pasuk says, by Rosh Hashanah, it says, Yom Teruah Yelechem. This is one day of Teruah. This should be the day of Teruah for you. So that, Marzan says, hey, outside first, and it means that means that this is the only day of Teruah for you. But when it comes to Kohanim and Levim, every day is a day of Teruah for them, because they blow Shofar in the base of Migdash. So maybe they wouldn't be Chai specifically in Rosh Hashanah. No. He says, "Hol Ksiv Yom Tru Yelachem Man Delesa Ela B'Tekiya D'Chayoma." Only the one who has Tekiya on this day, who de Mechayev. That's what the Torah obligates to hear Shofar that day. Lahani Kohanim and Leviim Hol V'Isnu B'Tekiyas Kol Shana. Since they have Tekiyos every single day of the year, the Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, "Utikatem B'Chatzotzos Al Oloseichem." They blow the trumpets when they bring the korbanos. Maybe they shouldn't be mechayiv on Rosh Hashanah. Kamash malan, that they even they are chayiv on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, "What me dummy? Where would you come to this habamina? It's a different type of tkiya. Look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, what do they blow every day in chatzotros? Those are man-made trumpets. Here we're talking about the shofar. What the Gemara says, me dummy. Hasam the chatzotros, v'hacha b'shofar. So how would you ever have had that habit to say that the Kohanim Levim would be putter for Rosh Hashanah because they blow shofar every day? They don't blow shofar every day. They blow chatzotzos every day. The Gemara says, Ela, oh, no, this is the reason why. They didn't have the Kohanim Mechayavim and shofar, it's trich, kesalkadai dechamina. You or somebody would have thought. Hoel utnan. We learned in the Mishnah a few days ago that shaveh yovel Rosh Hashanah. That Yom Kippur on the yovel, the shofar that you blow on Yom Kippur, and the tfilos that we have in Yom Kippur of yovel, are shovel to Rosh Hashanah. Right, let kiyav lebrachas. Right, we say the same bracha, the same shofar. There, Havamina was, it was a long shofar. Some say it was a curved shofar. Okay, it's compared yovel, right? Yom Kippur yovel is compared to Rosh Hashanah. Right, man de isay b'mitzvos yovel isay b'mitzvos Rosh Hashanah. So you would say the individuals who have obligations on yovel, they have the obligation of the kiyah shofar. V'hani, but these kohanim hoel b'listenhu b'mitzvos the yovel. They're not included in the mitzvah of Yovel. Well, they're not included in one or two mitzvahs of Yovel. That's the issue. Right? Mahol, the listener to the mitzvah of the Yovel, it's not. With the mission that says, Kohanim Ulubim Mochrim La'olam, that's not a Chiddush, the Goalim La'olam, they can redeem their sale. If I sell, from regular persons, if the Yisrael sells his land, and then he doesn't redeem it at a certain amount of time, and left unredeemed, it goes to the Kohanim. The Kohanim of all their lifespan to redeem their sale. So therefore, since they're not shaykh in this one specific din of Yovel, you might say they're not shaykh to the comparison of Yovel to Rosh Hashanah, and therefore they don't have the chiyuvim of Rosh Hashanah. So ema b'mitzvah shonah l'chayvu kamash malan that what kamash malan that even the kohanim are chayavim tchiyah shofar. So kamash malan. So Rashi brings the girsa that he rejects, and then Tosfos says no, don't reject it. But they bring the girsa. Rashi says that. Kamash Malan, that, okay, fine. They don't have the mitzvah, this particular part of the mitzvah of Yovel. But all other parts of the mitzvah of Yovel they do have, right? They have Shvatas Ksafim, they have Shliul Chavadim. So they're all going to be, again, I don't see what the Havim means. I think I'm still bothered by the Mishnah. This is so Pasha, this is so clear, that they have mitzvahs of Yovel. So why do you have Kohanim Levim? I thought maybe just a textual way of saying, hey, everyone's chayiv in Tekiyah Shofar, and they just throw the kitchen sink in. They just throw, you know, everyone's leaving Mitzrayim, you know, Zichureinu, B'nureinu, you know, B'zikineinu. It's a Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Paro also. So I don't know why it's such a big deal. Okay. Next, the Mishnah says, Misha chetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin eno motzlo esmino v'loosh eno mitzvah. The Brisa said this. Well, if the half-freed slave and he's half-free, half-not-free, can't be motzi someone like him, and can't be motzi someone who's not like him. So Amar Rav Huna, so that means, Ula Asma motzi? Can he be motzi himself? How can he do that? Right? We explained this already that he can't, but how can he do that? I understand how he can't be motzi another chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, because maybe his abdus part can't be motzi somebody else's chayrus part, or his chayrus part is born for the abdus part, whatever. Well, it won't mix and match. But what about for himself? So Amar Leiv Nachman Rav Huna, Maishna l'achayim d'lo. Why can't he blow for others? D'lo asi tzad abdus v'matzi tzad chayrus, because his abdus side can't match up and be motzi the chayrus side of his friend. La'atz monami, for himself also. Lo asi tzad abdus d'day, umafik tzad chayrus d'day. His abdus side can't be motzi his own individual chayrus side. El Amar Rav Nachman says, Afla atzmoni motzi. The chatzi eved, chatzi mechorin can't even motzi himself. He would have to listen from a full ben chorin. And Tanya Nami Hachi, and a brisa supports Rav Nachman, Mishachetzi eved, chatzi mechorin, afla atzmo inu motzi. Even for himself, he cannot be motzi. So now, right, the Mishnah had mentioned that whoever is not mechuyev in a mitzvah can't be motzi others with the mitzvah. Now the Gemara is going to bring some, that only applies to somebody who's not mechuyev at all. But somebody who has a chiyuv, maybe motzi others. We do that all the time. We make kiddush for other people. We do mitzvot for other people because we have what's called arevus. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh v'zeh. The question is how arevus works. Does arevus work? Right. Same thing. When you have an arev for when someone co-signs a loan, right, and the borrower defaults, and I'm an arev, I'm a guarantor. Does that mean I'm being motzi his chov? Does that mean I'm being motzi my chov? So maybe it's my chov. I have an obligation now. So that might be the same idea when it comes to arevus, when it comes to these to mitzvos. When I'm being motzi somebody else because of arevus, is that means I have arevus and therefore I can be motzi him? Or do I have an obligation to make sure that everybody else was yotze their mitzvah? So Tani, what is the difference? The difference would be it just how it works. What's that happening tomorrow? So how would it work? Maybe that would only work if there's a that. It only works if I actually have an obligation. Just to be motzi your obligation doesn't work. It only would be if I have an obligation to do something. To make a berachas hanenin, say for example, I don't have an obligation to make a berachas hanenin. You want to eat, you have the obligation to make berachas hanenin. But if I'm chuyiv in something, then I can be motzi my chuyiv. And that's how the Gemara goes. That's how the Gemara says.
The Arevis only works if the Arev has his own separate chuyiv in that
thing. Yeah, that's that's what we'll see. So Tani Ava Bered Rabbi Zeira. Kol HaBrachas Kulon. All brachos, right? I mean, we say kol. We always have exceptions afterwards. Kol habrachos kulon afal pisha yotza. Even though I was yotze already, I was yotze this bircha. Motzi, I can be chozer and can be motzi everybody else because of kol yisrael arevim zebazeh. Rashi says afal pisha yotza motzi shari kol yisrael arevim zebazeh lemitzos. We're all guarantors with each other for mitzos. Chutz, here's the exception. Chutz mi birchas alechem u birchas ayayin, except for birchas hananim, right? Chutz birchas alechem ayayin. Rashi says. B'shar birchas peros and all other birchas peros v'rechani she'ein an chova. That's not a chov. It's not an obligation. Elisha usher lehenos min olam azeh below bracha. There's an iser, right? It's a birchas matir. If I want to eat something, I have to be matir the food, right? The b'zo in kan arevus. Here, there's no arevus because she'ein a chova al adam. It's not a chov on the person to eat, right? Lo lishani lo lebarach. You don't want hana. Don't make the bracha. So it's not a chov on me. I don't have an individual chov. I have a chov and a mitzvah, so that chov and a mitzvah now extends to somebody else, but the chov and a birchas nanim wouldn't extend, right? So here he says, chutz mi birchas alechem, o birchas hayayin, shim lo yotza motzi, im yotza ino motzi. So therefore, if I wasn't yotze, which means I am about to eat something, then I have my obligation, and I can be motzi you. If I already had made my shakol, I can't make a shakol for you, because I don't have the obligation to make a shakol now. And the Gemara then says, boy Rava asks, what about the case like Kiddush or Motzi at a meal, where the Birchas HaNenin sort of fuses with the Birchas HaMitzvah? There's Birchas HaLechem Shal Mitzvah. Rashi says, Birchas HaLechem, he says, Shal Chilitz Matzah, Shem Mevarchim HaMotzi. Right? So it's fused with the Mitzvah. U'Birchas HaYayin Shal Kiddush HaYom. Right? Rashi says, Shem Mevarchim Lefnei Kiddush. Mahu, what's the din? Right? Rashi says, Mahu Al Chilitz Matzah U'Mekadosh Yisrael Lo Tiboyelach. The bracha of achilas matzah and the bracha of mekadosh Yisrael, that's not a shaila. The chov aninu amafi, because that's a chov. Everyone has a chov, and if I can be motzi you, my arevus means I can motzi you. Ela birchas hamotzi, birchas hayayin miboyle. What about the bracha of bor pirgafen, the bracha of motzi alech min aretz? She'ein bos el lefishem mevarit sharich sheyitom. That only comes for a different reason, because the person who's making the bracha has to taste. V'ef shalohanos b'la bracha, and you can't get hana without the bracha. right? Inami, like, so that's the case. So Gemara says, Kevan the Chovahu Mafik, since they're fused and they're part of the Chovah, I can be Motzi you. O Dilma Brachala Fobihi. Well, these are just Stama Berachos Nenin, and I can't be Motzi you, which means I would only be able to make, if I was Motzi already, if I already said Kiddush, I can't be Motzi somebody else with the Baruch Pir Geffen part of it. Which I don't know how would that work at a Kiddush on during the day, when a lot of people just say Baruch Pir Geffen as the Kiddush. Okay. So Gemara says, Tashma, Domer Ravashi, Ravashi says, Kiavinan be Rapapi, when I was in the house of Rapapi, Havi Mikadish Lon, he would Mikadish and Motzi us our Chov, the Kihavi Ose Arise Midabre, and when the Arisim, I don't know, they were coming from the fields, I don't know what they were doing in the fields, Havi Mikadish Lil, he Mikadish for them again. And he would do the whole thing for them, right? And
that's what he around Friday night late from.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you see from there that he can be motzi them. You see from the Maaser Rav, he was motzi them completely. Meaning we viewed that Birchas HaNenin within the Birchas HaMitzvah as fused as all being part of the mitzvah, and therefore Yotza motzi applies.
Right. Now the part that I don't understand is that once he made for himself, you already have Yotza. He made his mitzvah already.
Right.
Even though he potentially could motzi somebody else.
Right.
It's not how is that arrangement because his obligation is already done.
No, so he has an obligation to see to it that everybody else is. But then, that's how arrangement works. I'm a guarantor on their mitzvah. Exactly how it works. I'm the guarantor on their mitzvah. All of us are guarantors, and everybody else is going to do the mitzvah.
Perfect example is, let's say, Avdala Moshe Shabbos. You made Avdala, then your daughter comes and says, okay, you made a gift. She should make for herself, because her obligation is different than yours.
Maybe. Some folks can say that. That's maybe when it comes to that. But Avdala is different.
Avdala is different.
Right, okay, that may be.
Kiddush on Shabbos, right. Same thing.
Right, yeah. But Arevus applies. Arevus, that's the definition.
Even if you made Arevus.
That's the definition of Arevus, exactly. That's how it works. Because I'm an Arev, I'm a guarantor, therefore I have an obligation.
You have an obligation. Once you make Kiddush, your obligation is part
No, but that's not my Arevus obligation. I have my individual obligation, I have my Arevus obligation.
That's two separate obligations.
I have an obligation as an Arev to guarantor others. I think that's how it works. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Lo Yifas Adam Prusala Orchin, a person should not put out, I guess, bread for his guests. He shouldn't be making the bracha for his guests, ela im kein ochel imahin, unless he's eating with them. So he's going to make the brachas nanin as well. Aval poris hu lebano lebeso keil chancha b'mitzvah. But he can be poris and then make a bracha for his children, his young children, who don't know how to make the bracha for chinuch. Okay, I don't know, say the Shem Hashem for chinuch, I guess so. Ube halel, when it comes to halel on Moadim and Rosh Chodesh, ube megillah, afal pisha yotza, even though you were yotza, Yehovah, motzi, you can motzi other acherim that are obligated, because, again, it's a chovah, and therefore we have the concept of arevus. Right? It's a big sugya. Arevus, it's like you're saying.
I mean, this is a perfect example. Right. When you're going just to read for women, they should make the bracha and you read for them.
So, again, that's a shayla. When it comes to the tekiyah shofar also, when someone's blowing, when you're... You let the person who's listening make the bracha, correct? Correct, but the bracha is...
I finished my obligation, just maybe a reason why on Havdalah it doesn't work that way either.
The bracha might be separate, but the bracha might be separate from the chiyuv. Remember, the bracha is the chiyuv is the raisa, or listen, Megillah. The chiyuv could be one way. The bracha is another thing. If you don't make, no one makes the bracha. You're still yotze. So the bracha could be. I don't know. Okay. Last parak of Rosh Hashanah. So now we get into more. We have yet to get into Malchus and Chonos Shofar. It comes up in this parak. So the Gemara says, Yontif, Misha says, Yontif Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So on the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, which means Rosh Hashanah, that falls out on the Shabbos, Ba'mikdash Hayitokim, in the base of Mikdash, well, depends, Machlokes what B'mikdash means. Most people hold B'mikdash means in the base of Mikdash. And then Avalob in Medina, and they would blow shofar in the base of Mikdash, Avalob in Medina means outside of the base of Mikdash, meaning not in Yerushalayim or the rest of the country. Rambam says that B'mikdash means Yerushalayim, which means that on Shabbos, that fell out on Rosh Hashanah, fell on Shabbos, they would blow shofar in all of Yerushalayim. The Lob of Medina means in the rest of the country, which becomes...
Because they would know.
What?
Because they would know.
No, it's nothing to do with whether you know or not. It just has to see what the reason is why you don't. But Rambam seems to say that. So what about nowadays in Yerushalayim?
No. Even without it, how would the outside area of Yerushalayim know this answer? How do they know what it is?
They blew it both days.
The first day is a problem.
Right, the first day is a problem.
Right, because nobody knows on the first day.
Right.
Except for the ones who are in the
I hear you. The Gemara doesn't deal with that. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, was destroyed, so they moved to Yavne. So the savior of Judaism, Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shayu Tokin, they would blow Rosh Hashanah b'kol mak on Shabbos, b'kol makom sheish bo beis din. He made a takana that any place where the beis din, what type of beis din is also machlokas? So Rashi says that the beis din that has 23 people, the beis din are they smuchim or not smuchim? Any place that have a beis din could blow on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar said, Lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ela b'yavne milvad. No, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai only made a takana that in Yavne itself, where they had the Sanhedrin Gedola, that's where they would blow shofar even on Shabbos, but not anywhere else. So Amrulo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Lazar, not true. Echad Yavne, the Echad Chomakam sheis lo beis din. Any place that there was a beis din, they blew it. But od zos haisa Yushalayim yaseir al Yavne, and there was another mila that Yushalayim had over Yavne, meaning after Yushalayim before the Chorban and Yavne after the Chorban. Shekol ir shehi roa b'shoma'as ukrova v'yichol olavo token. Yerushalayim was, so this makes more sense going to Rambam, unless because otherwise we'd have to say it with Mikdash, but it would say any place, city that you could see Yerushalayim, you could hear the tekios from Yerushalayim, or it was close enough for you to be able to walk there on Shabbos, I mean it was in the Tchum, then they would also blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Chal Yosef Shabbos. According to the Rambam, the Lashon of the Mishnah makes sense, because it says Yerushalayim. According to Rashi, you have to reinterpret Yerushalayim to three Mikdash, because he said that they only blew in the base of Mikdash. But in Yavne, lo are you talking el beistin bilvad. In Yavne, when they blew shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, it was only in the beistin. So people used to come, but they used to only heard only in the beistin. There are stories now of people on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim who go, you know, out places to blow shofar on Shabbos, Yerushalayim, I guess to be kosher for the Rama. Okay. Minani Mili.
Oh, that changed, by the way, that changed in our lifetime.
Is it recent?
What? For sure. In Ramot, they used to not do certain things that wasn't attached to Shlaim. And when they entered that road, they considered it as part of Shlaim.
So now they do second day Purim?
100%.
Yeah.
No, now it's the same. It's
they do Shushan
Purim. Right, second day the same as Shlaim.
Interesting.
When I was in Shiva, they did.
I don't know. Okay, that's cool. Minon Yimili. So where do we know this, that there's no Tekiyah Shofar outside of Beis HaMikdash or outside of Yerushalayim on Shabbos? That Shofar is not do for Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Levi bar Lachma, Amar Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, Kasev Echad Omer, one pasuk says by Shofar, says by Chodesh HaShvii, B'yechal HaKodesh Yelechem Shabbosom, Zichrom Shua Mikra Kodesh. It's a remembrance of the blowing the Shofar. Mashma that you don't blow the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. You just remember it. The Kasev Echad Omer, another pasuk says, by Chodesh HaShvii, B'yechal HaKodesh Mikra Kodesh Yelechem, Kumas Adol Asasu, Yom Teruah Yelechem, a day of blowing. So how it's a steer of the psukim? Look, no problem. Can't be Yontav Shechal Yosef Shabbos. The one that says Zichron is when Yontav falls out on Shabbos. Can't be Yontav Shechal Yosef Chol. And here is when you blow it, the Yontav that falls out on Chol. So now, wait a second. That means to say that Midoraisa, so there's a pasuk that says you don't blow shofar on Shabbos. So how are you blowing shofar in the base of Mikdash? The pasuk says not to. Right? So Doraisa. The Gemara says that. Amar Rava, imi Doraisa hi, if it's within Doraisa that you don't blow shofar on, it doesn't say Zichron Shua in the Medina, but not Zichron Shua in the base of Mikdash. So, how do you blow shofar in the base of Mikdash? So, Gemara rejects that. Even though the Gemara rejects that, we still have that in our tefillos, right? On Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, when we don't blow shofar, what do we say? We say Zichron Shua in our tefillos. The Gemara seems to reject that. Okay. So, the Ode, another question that he asks, how lav malachahi? Blowing shofar is not a malacha. The itzra kralimute. Why does the pasuk have to be mamai tell you, Roshana, don't blow shofar, because why? You think because it's a malacha. It's not a malacha. The Tani Rebbe, the Beis Shmuel, because we learned to the Brisa that the Beis Medrash of Shmuel organized, kol malachas avoda lo sasu. Right, the pasuk says that you're not allowed to Shabbos and Yotzev, you can't do any malacha. Yotzev not tekiyah shofar, that excludes tekiyah shofar, uridiyas apas, and taking the bread off, the baked bread off of the oven, the side of the oven, that's not a malacha, shei chachma, it's a skill, the ain't a malacha, but it's not considered a malacha. Therefore, blowing shofar on Shabbos wouldn't even be a malacha. So why would the pasuk have to come to tell you, it's another rejection, why would the pasuk have to come to tell you, oh, you're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos? Why not? What's the problem? It's not a malacha. So Gemara says, El Amarava, Rava says, you're right, Mida Oraisa Misrashari, Midinda, the Oraisa is completely permissible to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah at Shabbos. The Rabbanan who degazer bay. It's only a din, the Rabbanan who made the Hakana, they made a gzeira not to, right? Kedarabba, we've seen this a few times, like Rabba said, Dama Rabba, Akol Chayav Mitkiya Shofar, everyone's obligated to Mitkiya Shofar, the Ein Akol Bekiya Mitkiya Shofar. Not everyone knows how to blow the Shofar. So therefore, the Chacham made a gzeira on Shabbos, lest Maybe somebody will take the shofar in his hands and walk, I guess, carry Dalet Amos or Shesarabim in order to bring the shofar to the teacher to teach them how to blow shofar. That's the reason why we don't take lulav on Shabbos, and that's the reason why we don't, I guess, read Megillah on Purim that falls on Shabbos. Also, the idea of Shema Yarei Benu Dalet Amos, that's the kana, how the Rabbana have the gezeira, have the power, Shevel Taise, to tell you to be mevatel the mitzvah, the oraisa. That's the reason. But again, we reject that zikron shua, yom shua thing, and yet, nevertheless, it's still in our tefillos. Okay, mishachar beis hamidrash, hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that you should be, that they should blow shofar every place that has a beis din. So Tana Rabbanon, one, they made not a braisa pam, achas, one time, chavar, shalai yos b'shabbos, Roshana fell out on Shabbos, the hayu, let's read the girsa here, vayu kol ha'orim miskansin, right, they all, people came to the beis din of Yavne to hear the shofar. And they used to, everyone used to always go to Yerushalayim, they all came to Yavne. Amar lam Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai le'bnei Beseira. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to the B'nai Beseira, remember, the B'nai Beseira were always involved, they were the leaders, they were the ones who brought in Hillel way back when. So the B'nai Beseira are still around. So Amar lam Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai le'bnei Beseira, Niska, let's blow the shofar here in Yavne, just like we blew the shofar in Yerushalayim. Amrulo, they said, hey, wait a second, Nodim, let's first figure this out, whether it's the right thing to do. Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, nah, Niska, let's blow first, and then we'll figure it out afterwards. So La'achar Shetakus, they did it, they blew shofar, and afterwards, Amar Lo, the B'nai Seir said to him, okay, now let's Nodim, did we do the right thing or not? Amar Lahem, we're going to talk about it now? What if it turns out that we made a mistake? I can't have Mimotzi Laz and everybody that blew shofar now. And he said, Amar Lahem, typical rabbi, Amar Lahem, Kvar Nishma'a Karen B'yavne, what? Right, the horn, or the Karen B'Yavne was already heard in Yavne. They may sheep in Achar Maisa, and we're not going to go after and change something that already happened. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, said, Lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai el B'Yavne b'lvad. He only made the kana in Yavne, not in every place that had a basin. Amar Lo, they said to him, no, Echad Yavne, the Echad kol makom sheish bo basin. Well, it's in Yavne and in every place that's a basin. So Gemara says, Amru lo, those who said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Echad Yavne, and Echad kol makom sheish bo basin, hainu Tanakama. That's the same thing as the Tanakama. Remember, the Tanakama was the one who said, the Tanakama said that hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, shiutokim b'kol makom sheish bo basin. Then came Rabbi Lazar, and then came these Amru lo. So these Amru lo's at the end are the same thing as the Tanakama. So why? What's the repeat? So Ikabinayu, that is machlokas beit dina di kroi, a beis din that's not permanent, a beis din that only happened to be there for by happenstance. So according to the Tanakama, it's mutter to blow there on Rosh Hashanah Shchal Yos B'Shabbes. But according to the Chachamim, you only blow when they say Echad Yavne ve'Echad Kol Mokum Shios Bo Beis Din. That means it has to have a beis din kavua in order for it to blow the shofar. Okay, we'll. 23, well, it depends what the definition is, but we'll say 23. Sekadish? Kananya, Kasha Omer, Ratzakar Zborach, Lazakos, and Sisro.